This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Coming up next on Plains FM is Find Your Bliss.
Good morning, Bliss Lovers. It is Rebecca here, intuitive coach and mentor and founder of the Intuitive Life Academy. Welcome, welcome to the Find Your Bliss show today. I want to say first and foremost, folks, I think it's really always very important to remember how amazing you are. I think this is so easy to forget, especially at this time of the year when it's starting to get busy for a lot of people, and there can be a lot of external pressure. So what does it take to really just take a moment, maybe right now, and just put your hand on your heart space and take a nice big deep breath and just say to yourself out loud, you know, because this is what we often don't do, right? We don't acknowledge ourselves. We don't give ourselves what it is that we need. So to even be able to do this is a way that you can actually raise your vibration, right? To be able to take a moment, take a breath, put your hand on your heart, which centers you and helps you relax. It's called heart coherence. And just take a nice big deep breath and maybe just remind yourself, right? And you know, the I am statements are really powerful, that I am powerful. I am an infinite being in a body. And I am the master of my own mind and my own reality. You know, I've done quite a few workshops before, which I've run, and one of the most powerful things that people often need to hear from the past, which they felt that they didn't receive, especially for women, is this statement: you are beautiful, right? So many people are craving to hear that. You are amazing. You are extraordinary, right? Your gifts and skills and talents, nobody has them like you do uniquely. So just really important, right? If you haven't done that today, to please acknowledge yourself, please take a wee moment to go, I'm choosing to acknowledge and appreciate myself today. You know, I am so amazing. You know, the chances of even being born, I think, are like one in, I don't know, something trillion. It's crazy odds, right? That you have incarnated here in your body, in your life experience, with the skills and what makes you unique in your own personality. So please, if you need a moment, right, just take a nice big deep breath and please acknowledge yourself and recognize on a soul level that you are love personified, right? You are love in a body. That is who you are. So just a really important reminder to get you back into a space, right? If you're feeling a little bit hectic, the Find Your Bliss show is all about creating your life from within, from realizing that you have all the tools that you need to be able to create an extraordinary world, and to really step into that space of owning your gifts, right? Of stepping into going, yeah, you know what? I am an infinite being in a body, and I have access to this amazing thing called my intuition, and I'm going to start using it and playing with it to create what it is that I want in my world, the way that I want to feel, the way that I want to express as a limitless being through a body, and to really allow myself to let go of any blocks or limitations that are holding back my flow of self-expression. And you know, because often people can mistakenly think that there's something wrong with them or that they're broken, which isn't correct. You know, essence wise you are love, but often we can pick up a lot of junk, right? We can pick up a lot of limiting beliefs, we can pick up a lot of contraction, we can pick up a lot of barriers and other energies which can kind of stick to our energy field, which can make it really difficult to kind of navigate our way in the world, right? Like if you've got one person who's running the energy of like, my life is amazing and it's awesome and I love it, versus a person of like, life is hard or life is difficult, you know, it's pretty easy to see that the person who's running the more contracted energy is probably going to be feeling like they're suffering. So that's what the Find Your Bliss radio show is all about. And today's topic is a really important one. And it's really fascinating to me that I've been doing the Find Your Bliss show now, oh, is it like 18 months or something maybe? And I'm so not in the realm of time sometimes. It's quite interesting. I prefer to live in more energy than matter. So So, but time always works for me, right? So I'm good with that. So, but I don't necessarily remember all the details. But we're talking about the power of being alone. And it's fascinating to me that I've never actually talked to this topic before, because it is actually something that I really value. Now, and of course, this may come back a little bit to personality type a little bit, because let's look at introverts. Like, introverts are people who, you know, the interesting thing for me, like, has anybody done any of those tests, you know, where you go online and you figure out whether you're an introvert or an extrovert? There's also a thing called an omnivert. But what I've found really fascinating is mine has shifted, right? Like, I used to be seriously introverted. And I also lived from that rational mind state of thinking that it wasn't possible to change that. I was like, you know, the label is one or the other. So yeah, please know, people, right? You can shift and change. I probably like to consider myself more of an omnivert, which is, you know, everything, a bit of both, because I love connecting with people, right? I love the energy that gets created when people come together. However, predominantly, I am introverted in the respect that I recharge by spending time alone. So maybe it is a little bit dictated towards what your personality is biased towards in that respect. However, what are the powerful benefits of spending time alone? As a child, I know this may sound a little strange, but as a child, I actually was fond of the dark, right? So I know that sounds extraordinary, right? Because a lot of children are fearful of the dark. But I always felt that the dark was friendly. Like, when I went to bed as a kid at nighttime, I wasn't afraid of it, because I felt like there was a friendly presence within it, which goes to show, right, that our connection to source energy is always there. Now, I have definitely had times in my life where I have felt very disconnected from source. But when you realize that you are never alone, right, because you have source energy within you, you're in this relationship with your divinity at all times, it really changes the nature of spending time alone. Because when you spend time alone with your own divinity, that changes the ball game completely, right? If you're spending time alone just with your personality, it might suck a little bit, right? Because your personality is often the part of you, your ego, that's going, you know, my life's not working out the way that I want, or I'm not getting that job promotion, or my boss sucks, or, you know, I can't believe my kids are so demanding, or whatever it is. You know, that can be the story that your ego, fear-based personality likes to spin. Now, one thing that I really see that is really prominent for women, right, if they have time alone, their go-to is a to-do list that is 100 miles long. And this is why we have had the advent of the wellness industry, right? Of a daily practice, of what does it take to really start practicing self-care. All of that is geared for you to develop this relationship with your infinite self. So, you know, instead of the next time you have an opportunity to have some time alone, and again, this is interesting that I started talking about time to start with, because when you do this, you literally create more time. You create more space in your world, and you don't feel so stressed, right? Because you have this spaciousness around you. You know, like I said, time always works for me. I don't get stressed about it because I trust myself to get whatever it is that I need to get done. And it always works out. It has not failed me, right? So recognizing that as part of this proposition, if we actually are feeling really stressed, even though our rational mind can be going, I don't have time to spend time alone or in silence or connecting with my higher self, excuse me, it's imperative. And this is where we have to go into a flip often. We have to go into a space where we're like, actually, my sanity, my connection with source, my whole life actually depends on me being able to do this, to be able to create the space for myself where I can actually go, my connection with source is the most valuable thing in my life, because it's called source for a reason. Everything flows from source. So if I can give myself 5-10 minutes to be alone and to be in silence, even to tune into the silence and see, because there's a lot of information in silence. You know, again, we don't realize these things, right? Like, people don't realize that when they go to sleep, your brain activity is more than when you're awake. Why do you think that is? You know, is it possible that you're connecting with different realms that are kind of downloading information into your psyche? Absolutely, right? And, you know, and that's firing neuropathways in your brain and helping your body to be the vessel for your infinite self. So when we start looking at the elements of going, okay, well, and again, this is the thing, right? A lot of people get scared about spending time alone. A lot of people. Because what happens, right, when we spend time alone is often we are creating that space, because when we're really busy and we've got a to-do list that's a mile long and we're like, go, 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 and get the next thing done, that actually can prevent us from being present to ourselves and being present to those lovely things called our emotions, right? So if you're really busy, you can be pushing away emotions, right? And when we, but the beautiful thing is when you allow yourself to open up and be in that space where you are present to your emotions, you can move into the space also too with your own divinity, because that is one of the ways that your divinity speaks to you, is through your emotions. Your emotions are like an internal GPS. You know, if you're feeling good, you're in flow, right? Your life is working. It's like, yeah, I'm so excited. What's the next amazing thing that I can step into? If you're not feeling that way, there's probably maybe an emotion that you have been repressing. There is something that you have been avoiding or not looking at. And again, this can be a really clever way of avoiding who we really are or what's really going on for us. You know, and again, a lot of the world is hooked up to into this. You know, it's almost a social construct, right? That it is popular to be stressed. Have you ever noticed that? Like, I've heard people be like, you know, when people say, oh, I'm so busy, it's almost like it's a competition. It's kind of like, well, in my world, when you live from more energy rather than matter, if you're really stressed, you've got the wrong end of the stick. Right? You're not creating that space for yourself, you know, to live in an expanded energy field. Because if you're looking at scientifically, looking at energy, if your energy is scrunched up like a ball of tinfoil, you know, that's really compacted. It's really hard. It's hard for anything to come in. It's hard for anything to come out. You're probably not going to be experiencing a lot of joy. If you looked at it on the scale of consciousness, you'd be going, wow, you know, my energy's pretty low. And that's why when you start expanding your energy field, there is more space. You experience more openness. And again, the people who are having the best time are the people with the most expanded vibration, right? They're allowing good things to come into their life, but they can still be the gatekeeper and go, okay, well, what is the energetic frequency of that is coming into my field? Do I like it? Is it a high vibration? If it's not, then no, I'm not going to choose that. And often people think that, you know, when you bring this over to the emotional place, that it can be kind of ruthless. But really what you're doing is you're choosing yourself. You're choosing to love yourself, right? You're choosing to be powerful. You're choosing to be the person that goes, I'm worthy of choosing the best for myself. And one of the best things you can do is choose to connect with Source. Now, I want everybody, because I, you know, I'm on the radio, right? So I can't go into a wee meditation with you. But what I can do is I can let you guys know that I would encourage you. I did a meditation evening once down at the St. Albans Community Centre, and it's really fascinating, right? Because what was happening, teaching people to meditate, and often what will happen, right, is if you're in an environment that's kind of noisy, people are like, oh, I'm feeling frustrated, like I can hear that jackhammer, or there's a police siren, or there is, you know, maybe there's a baby crying, or there's birds chirping, and they feel like they can't get into the zone. Now, this is what I recommended that they do, is that they actually hear Source, or God, or whatever your interpretation is of your soul self, in that noise. Right. So if you're in a space where, you know, what does it take to hear, you know, the sound of the universe in the car? Or what does it take to hear the sound of the universe in the baby? right? When you actually, as opposed to blocking or stopping it or kind of judging it or making it wrong, right? This is how we can actually open up a whole new world. So just some thoughts, right? I want to do a little segue here, actually, so because I'm still on Facebook Live with Find Your Bliss page. So I want to promote here these beautiful Jim Chalice bottles. If you are part of the Intuitive Life Academy, you can still get a $25 discount off these amazing bottles. I don't know if you guys can see this because my shirt's in the background, but it has a beautiful amethyst in it. So it's an amazing water bottle. I think it's probably like 750 or maybe 500 mils. Absolutely stunning with the crystal in the middle of it. So it creates a crystal elixir from your water. And you can get a $25 discount at the moment. You need to be part of the Intuitive Life Academy to get that code. So I will post a link on this page as well. If you join the Academy and it's free, it's just in New Zealand, rather. So they're not shipping overseas at the moment yet. But if you'd love to go and support them, and there makes a beautiful Christmas present, right? Like if you know anybody who's interested in personal development, etc. Or if you, you know, you can always make some inquiries if they will post it to you overseas. And yeah, beautiful option for an amazing Christmas present if you're interested in that. I'm actually doing a draw too. I'm giving away a free bottle for everybody who buys a bottle. So you can buy one as a gift and go on to the drawer to actually receive one, which will have a rose quartz crystal in the middle. So who doesn't love that idea, buying a present for somebody and then actually receiving a gift yourself for being, for your own generosity? That's going to be drawn on the 18th of December too in the Intuitive Life Academy Facebook group. So if you'd like those details, pretty sure the group, there might be a listing on this page, but I will post it afterwards so you can join the group, get the discount code and go in the drawer. So today we're talking about the power of being alone. And again, this is very, very different from feeling lonely, right? So again, loneliness, and this may sound a little controversial, but loneliness really is a state of mind, right? It's a fear-based personality perception, which is, I am alone, you know, there is no connection. Now, which is not true, right? Because you aren't ever alone because you're connected to your soul. However, you know, if you're longing for companionship or you're longing to be in a relationship or you're longing to create better friendships, etc., then the feeling of loneliness can absolutely be present. But also you can see, right, when you realize that your intuitive guidance system is around those emotions, you can realize that that can be a prompt, right? That can be a prompt to go deeper into that and go, okay, well, what does not feeling lonely look like? What would I be experiencing if I was being able to manifest what I want? Maybe it's a relationship, maybe it's a friendship, maybe it's more friends. You know, what does that feeling feel like? And again, as we know, your emotions are a huge part of your manifestation process. So when you can actually forward future vision, I call it, so you bring in your future vision here and now, and you start feeling the emotions that you would be feeling if you were already in the partnership, or if you already had the friends, or you already had the kind of experiences in your relationships that you were wanting to create. If you bring that energy in now, you get to experience now while you're actually also manifesting it. So it's a win-win situation. So again, if you're feeling lonely, and again, this can come up big time for people at Christmas time, right? About maybe you've lost a loved one. And again, you know, people transition out of a body. The love is always there. So you can always continue to tap into that love frequency of that person. So you can always be in that space of still being in communion with them. You know, I've already told my parents that when they pass, I will still be communicating with them. I'll still be using my intuition to ask my mom and say, you know, what do I do about this situation? And receive that guidance from her. Maybe it's going to be in a different form because it will be like an intuitive download as opposed to actually being as a physical phone call, for example. But again, the knowledge, the information, the wisdom, it will still be there. Will I grieve her? Of course. But at the same time, you know, I know that that relationship doesn't finish. And often that's what can happen from the personality, right? We can go, it's final. It is over. That again is a matter of choice, of thinking that, you know, that you don't have that connection. It can be so extraordinary for people when I start working with them and they say they've lost somebody, and I'm like, well, do you communicate with them? And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm kind of like, well, let's do it, right? Let's draw on the energy of that person who's transitioned into spirit to start having a closer relationship. And also too, you know, if you have lost somebody, realize that they can help you more often from the spiritual realm than on the physical plane, right? Because they have shifted into a vibration that is pure love and light. And I know, right, it's still painful to lose somebody, right? Everybody's entitled to their grief, and grief is a process, and I've definitely experienced plenty of it, so I understand it. But at the same time, you know, are you going to choose to honor and revere that person and feel their love vibration and be connected to that, or are you going to choose to focus on the fact that they're not there? And I'm talking about this specifically as well because there's a beautiful man called Jonathan Aslay who's on Facebook, and he lost his son, right? His son passed away in his sleep. But Jonathan actually spoke about it on Facebook and talked about how amazing it was in the respect that he knew that his son didn't want him to grieve. He knew that his son was safe and well because he could feel it, like spiritually, energetically. And his son basically had come to him and was like, you know, I want you to be happy and feel the love, right? To appreciate the time that we had together. So really beautiful, vulnerable, amazing share of somebody who'd actually been in that real life particular situation. So please know, please choose to feel the love, right? And this is what we're craving often, right? This is when we're feeling lonely, like we feel like we're missing out on, we feel separate from. And what is crazy, right, is to realize is that that's not true. Right, if you have time alone, that doesn't mean that you need to be lonely, because source is there for you, and it can be an amazing segue. Right, I saw a really cool Facebook post once that said, you know, did you realize that insomnia could be an invitation from the divine to communicate? Right, so if you're lying in bed at night going, wow, just playing around with your thoughts, that's an opportunity. You know, it could be source saying, hey, let's chat. Let's look at your life. Let's talk about moving from matter into energy. Let's look at you stepping into your limitless self. Let's look at what your life is going to look like, what it is you really want to experience as a soul here on the planet. So thank you so much, folks, for tuning in to the Facebook page here. I always post about the first 15 minutes or so of the Find Your Bliss radio show on my Find Your Bliss page. So you can tune in here at 9 a.m. every Thursday for the first 15 minutes or so. The podcasts are posted on the page the next day. So thank you so much, Facebook, for joining me. I will look forward to connecting with you guys again soon. I'll hopefully see you next week for the next show. Alrighty, folks, see you later. Just turning Facebook off there. You'll hear the wee ding in a minute. Ding. Okay, so again, we're talking about the power of spending time alone. Now, if I was going to give anybody advice about this, I would actually encourage you to schedule it on your calendar, right? To take the time to actually go, I am going to put it on my calendar and make it a priority. You know, I have a daily practice, right? Part of that daily practice is to spend time with source energy. And I have embodied this now to the extent where I'm always talking to source. You know, on the way here, what did I do? I did some clearing on myself. I did, which is basically where I'm connecting to a higher frequency of energy. Yep, doing it in the car. So connecting to a higher frequency energy, reading my own energy field and releasing any energy that doesn't serve me, whether that's limiting beliefs, whether that's kind of something that I feel like I've picked up in my energy field, whether it's kind of something physical in my energy field. Like, you know, you can literally pick up other people's aches and pains or emotions. So clearing that, I did some happy and gratefuls, right? I spoke out loud in the car to myself what I'm happy and grateful for. What is that good for? It's great for raising your vibration. Who am I talking to? I'm talking to source energy. I'm saying, hey, universe, I love my life so much that I'm showing you appreciation for it. Like even this morning, like I was like just coming out of the bathroom actually, and I was thinking, I'm so grateful for my intuition, right? And I had a good chuckle about that because I was like, oh, when was the last time I was appreciative of that? Right? This skill set of being able to read energy, of being able to know what's up, right, where something's gone off, and being super conscious and super aware so you can always keep yourself in the best flow of energy, right? It's all about the energy. The other thing I did as well is I did my what would it takes, right? Like, what would it take to create these various circumstances that I want to create in my world? I love what would it take questions, because what you're doing when you're doing that is you're literally saying to the universe, hey, how about it, right? Like, what would it take for me to have this experience? You know, and again, the universe responds, right? Like, when you start communicating with the universe, it starts responding. So what does it take to realize that the best time to do this is when you are alone, right? You can still do it. Like, I was alone in the car when I did this morning. You can still do it. If you have your children there, you can get them to say they're happy and grateful on the way to school in the car. Because a lot of this is about embodiment, right? How do I embody this in my everyday practice? How am I conscious of keeping my vibration high all the time? All the time. And again, what does it take to know that spending time alone, you're spending time with your infinite self, right? If you choose. Or you can just spend, this is the beauty of free will, right? You can spend time alone and not connect. So I actually get excited about spending time alone. I actually can be in that space of like, oh, what's possible to create? Or what am I going to find out when I tune in spending time alone? And I understand too, you know, there can be a lot of different elements connected to this. But I tell you what, my whole life changed as soon as I realized I was never alone. You know, the comfort that comes from that. So if you are listening right now and you feel alone or lonely or disconnected, there is an amazing opportunity for you here. There's a life-changing opportunity for you here to know that your soul is waiting to communicate with you. And where is your soul? It is within you, right? Or actually, your body is within your soul, because your soul is way bigger than your body, right? So what does it take, though, to start accessing it through your body? You know, your body is an amazing opportunity, right? To have all these different senses, you know, your ability to see, to hear, to taste, to touch. And then you have all your intuitive senses, like your clairsentience or claircognizance or clairvoyance. And to start using these skills to take your communication with the universe, with the divine, with your soul self to a whole different level. And that's where magic happens, right? That's where your true self is residing. But unfortunately, if you're feeling any of those things right now, there is part of you that is disconnected or is not having those conversations with the divine. And one of the big aspects that comes up for a lot of people when they start doing in the intuitive journey, and if you look at the word too, it's intuition. So your inner tuition, right? The tuition that comes from within yourself. But when we start doing this journey, one of the big things that comes up is not feeling valuable, not feeling like you're worthy of talking to the divine. Now, when I first started developing my intuition, it was really curious to me because, you know, I was taught about angels and guides, etc., but I didn't want to communicate with them. I wanted to go straight to source. I was kind of a little bit in the energy of like, you have to prove yourself to me, right? Which if I had been a disciple, I would have been Doubtful Thomas. But I don't have any judgment around that though, right? A lot of people think, oh, that's irreverent. But I tell you what, I decided very early on that I wanted my relationship with the divine to be friendly. I wanted it to be fun. I wanted it to be accessible. I wanted the divine to kind of be the part of me that just knows what's best, right? So I could go, hey, you know, I stuffed this up, and not feel like I was being judged, but feeling like my infinite self would go, well, you know, this is a better option, right? So it's about finding the solution. It's not about judgment or criticism or humiliation or shame. It is about pure love. It is about expansion. It is about growth. It is about contribution. And that is what I have created. And this is the beautiful thing about your relationship with Source, your infinite self, is that it is your creation. You get to choose. You know, you can have a punishing God if that's what you choose to believe in. You know, that doesn't feel that great for me. So that's not what I'm choosing. I'm choosing a source or God that is infinite, that is pure love light, that is energy, that is always loving and kind, but always lets you know, right? Like when you are not in alignment. And again, one of the best ways your intuition lets you know that you're not in alignment is through your emotions. So starting to go, okay, well, what do I need to do to come into alignment? And maybe one of those things is spending time alone, getting to know your true self, the infinite part of you. And realizing, right, that you are never alone. It's a fallacy. But if you are feeling disconnected from it, it's like, well, how do I start opening this up so I can actually experience the love of who I really am? And of course, that's where my work comes into play massively, because we go into that space of going, okay, well, what thoughts are you having? Are they actually contributing to your happiness? Are you actually learning how to rewire your brain so you can find the solution? As they say, any earthbound problem, there is always a spiritual solution. And this is why we need to go into a, you know, even Einstein said that. That's why we need to go into a higher state of being to be able to experience the solution. You know, if you have a problem, what do you need to do? You need to expand your energy to find the energy of the solution. You need to get over it, literally. And I know some things are way harder than others. All right, sometimes if somebody slighted you, that can be really easy to get over, right? Because you're like, eh, whatever. But if somebody's broken your heart, that can feel a lot more difficult, right? Am I right? Can I get an amen? So, yeah, you know, and but again, that means, but you know, can you see how it's all engineered in your favor? Like when you have something in your life that is painful, that can be the seed, the root of your spiritual transformation. Because when you have something that you feel like you just can't get over, or it seems insurmountable, that is when you need the highest possible frequencies to help you to transcend it. You can't do it alone. Again, that's why we need each other, to be able to support each other, to collectively raise our vibration. And again, the irony about being alone is starting to realize that A, you're never alone, and B, we're all connected. You know, it's one of the universal laws, the universe of one mind, right? We are a collective. We are the mind of God, essentially. So when you look at it like that, you know, another person is just an extension of yourself. And that's when we start realizing that the relationships in our lives are a mirror for ourselves. We can start seeing, kind of peeking behind the curtain of reality, and realizing that there are so many things that are actually geared in our favor. Rather than feeling like life is beating you up, or this is just a crackpot show, like why did I end up on this planet? You can actually start to see that there is a divine plan for you specifically. And if you start tuning into your intuition is going to show you what that is. But the amazing thing is that you have free choice. So you can stay living in a three-dimensional reality if you choose to, which is just of the personality, you know, living with the rational mind, going about your business. You can choose to do that. That's totally fine. If that's making you happy, choose it. But if it's not, and you're like, there has to be something more, you know, like I've always been curious, to my detriment, right? I think I shared once about how at school, somebody said to me, oh, you're being nosy. They said, curiosity killed the cat. And I turned around and said, satisfaction brought it back. All right. And that's really the reality that I live in. You know, I've never regretted being curious. I've never regretted taking risks and then finding out what I needed to know along the way. Right. Being in that space of like, you know, how does that work? Or, you know, how does this stuff come together? If you're in a state right now of questioning your relationship with the divine, that is such an amazing place for creation. You know, I've had multiple conversations with the divine and have been in the energy of, I do not get it. Right. What is this life all about? I really don't understand what is going on here. And even, you know, and some people are really fearful of this. Like when I start to say, I've been really angry with God multiple times. I've been angry when I've lost somebody. I've been angry when I've experienced heartbreak. I've been angry when I've experienced estrangement. I've been angry when I've seen people behave in a certain way, which is seems to be meaningless or cruel or unkind, or where you see or hear about people, which I do a lot in my work, right? Where you hear about the awful things that have happened to them, and it kind of, you go into the question of why. And again, you know, because we can end up blaming God for what we are doing as humans on the planet, right? God is not responsible for the actions that we take. God is always there to guide us and to let us know, because again, on some level, unless somebody's mentally unwell, right? People innately know when they're doing something that expands their energy, i.e. it feels good, or it contracts it, i.e. it doesn't feel so good, right? It feels kind of bad. So the universe is always giving you that nudge, right? So what does it take to realize that in alone time, the universe is waiting to meet you? To be in that space of kind of opening up its arms and saying, you know, come spend some time with me. Let's connect. Let's share a dialogue. And this is why, again, people can get frustrated, right? Because when we start to meditate, for example, which I actually see meditation as listening to the universe, right? Listening. And again, what does it take to realize that silence is one of the ways that the universe communicates with you? And that there's a lot of information in silence, right? What does it take to kind of shift it a little bit? Instead of meditating and kind of feeling frustrated about your own thoughts, to actually go, I'm going to sit here for 10 minutes and I'm going to listen to the divine through the energy of silence. Like, what if silence is actually one of the languages of the divine? And to be able to just kind of receive the energetic download that comes from that. You know, there's so much space in silence, and in a very noisy world, silence is a luxury. Silence is an amazing gift, right? So I guess the question then becomes, are you prepared to gift to yourself? And I do get it on a much more different scale. You know, that's very kind of inwards and self-focused, and a beautiful gift you can give to yourself. On the kind of macro side, I totally know what it's like to spend a lot of time alone. And I've always enjoyed it as an introvert because A, you get to know yourself. B, you have space. You know, I've lived by myself on several occasions in several different locations. I remember the first time I ever did that. I was quite young, actually. I was probably about 21, 22. And I actually stayed in a friend's flat over the summer. And it was kind of weird, right? It was kind of a little bit scary to start with. And then it was really liberating, you know, because I had all the space, you know, not just physically, but energetically as well. And from that space can come a lot of creation. I guess too, you know, if you have a big family or if you're looking after a lot of people, it becomes even more of a priority to be able to go. And I see people kind of waver on this. And when you waver, you get into trouble. You need to put really good boundaries around creating alone time. Because if you don't, and you have all these people kind of pulling on your energy, it can drive you crazy, right? You know, I mean, people often say that, right? When you have a lot of children, for example, how do you create space within that? And how do you actually teach your children that for you to spend time alone is really important? It actually can fill you up. And even, you know, where people feel like they're grabbing time, right, by even, you know, but still doing a chore, is that really gifting to yourself? If your alone time is when you're going supermarket shopping, you know, is that really the gift? You know, if you're talking to the universe while you're doing it, maybe. But again, are you really giving yourself that opportunity to be present? You know, Eckhart Tolle talks about, you know, the power of now in his book. But when we focus on the now and in the we are living in the now moment, how much space there is in that. And when there's space, as human beings, we feel relaxed. But if we're not allowing ourselves to have that space, then we don't, right? You know, like, and this is the weird thing, like, and often how people come back to that, oh, I'm so busy, right? It's so curious to me because I am extraordinarily busy. I really value my time. I know where all of it goes, right? And, you know, I've gotten very good at saying no to certain things because, again, I value my time so highly, you know, and I have a very, you know, even though I said at the start, right, about, and it might sound like I'm a bit flaky with it, but I know what's happening with it all the time. However, even though I am busy and my schedule is full, and, you know, some people would go into overwhelm about that, right? But because I have the spaciousness around me, I don't end up feeling overwhelmed by it, right? Or I don't end up feeling stressed, even though I know other people who would have my schedule would go into massive stress, right? Because again, it is what their personality or their mind or their ego is telling them about it. You know, I choose to be in flow. Even though I'm getting a lot of stuff done, I choose to be in flow about it. I choose to be in the energy of enjoyment, of in spaciousness, of having that energy around me so everything does work out for me, rather than being in that space of like, and people can misunderstand that, right? You know, again, we have this social construct which is like, oh, if I'm really busy, it's almost like I'm really important, which is ridiculous, right? Like gaining significance through being stressed. That's kind of crazy. And again, when people say to me, I'm so busy, I'm always questioning in my mind and kind of going, are you really busy and stressed, or are you actually just making it that way? Have you actually got really shitty time management because you're not creating space within whatever it is that you're doing? And that's why The Power of Now was such an amazing book, right? I read that book and I felt like my life changed from first gear to third, you know, like from up into something that flowed way more simply. Because realizing too that, and again, the beautiful thing is when you become aware of the present moment, you start trusting time more. Okay, so I'm going to play you guys a wee tune now. You're like, holy moly, that lady can talk. So this is, I love this track, and I think you probably will too. This is Swedish House Mafia.
Sist nås vi av nyheten att det svenska succébandet Swedish House Mafia lägger ner. Medlemmarna som arbetat tillsammans sedan 2005
There was a time I used to look into my father's eyes. In a happy home I was the king, I had a golden throne. Those days are gone, now the memories are songs from the places where I was born. Upon a hill across the blue lake, that's where I had my first heartbreak. I still remember how it all changed. My father said, don't you worry, child. See, heaven's got a plan.
is such a great track, right? So inspiring to be in that space of like, ooh, yeah, heaven's got a plan for you. And that's the beauty of your intuition, right? If you start tuning in and listening, you might find out what it is. Thanks, folks, for tuning in to the Find Your Bliss radio show. I love connecting with you guys. And I love, you know, all the feedback that I've been getting from Plains FM too, that the Find Your Bliss radio show is doing really well, which is really awesome. And that you guys are enjoying it. But of course, you know, I want to be of better service to you. So if you would like to be part of the community, like one of the things that I know is huge for people in regards to developing their intuition is creating community around it. Like when we first start developing our intuition, the irony being is we can feel alone in doing that, right? We can feel alone in regards to shifting from living in the matter rational world into the energetic spiritual world. We can feel a little bit like maybe we're being flaky or woo-woo or kind of whacked out. We can feel a little bit like nobody understands us, or if we share this information with our family that they might think that we're a little cray-cray. So what does it take to be in that space where you're like really stepping into, you know what, I'm going to find those other people out there who are experiencing the same thing. You know, this was a revelation for me to be in that space of going, you know what, I'm kind of perceiving this energy, or I'm getting this download, or, you know, is this really real? Or is this really happening? Or, you know, and the battle that kind of went on between my rational mind and my intuition in regards to going, what is happening here? But then finding other people, right, who had a skill set where they were using their intuition and they were getting extraordinary results and they were, you know, starting really living their dream life. You know, I want to invite you into community, you know, especially here in Christchurch to be, and also too, I'm really interested in, you know, how do we create a community that is based in spiritual integrity and excellence, right? Like excellence means that you're prepared to be succinct, right? Because a lot of times when you start working with intuition or developing spirituality, it can be really airy-fairy. And I don't really stand for that. I stand for practical magic, right? If you want, and again, that comes back from, you know, balancing masculine and feminine energies within myself, right? Being like, I want to feel amazing, but I also want to get results, right? So I'm going to do a whole show on my year of manifestation because it has been incredible this year. It has been off the charts in regards to what I have been able to create. I actually asked this morning as I was coming in, like, what's it going to take for my physical body to kind of keep up with my level of expansion, because it has been massive, and you know, really treating and looking after my body well so it can handle all the integration. But again, if you want to be part of my tribe, then I would encourage you to go to Facebook to start with, to go to the Intuitive Life Academy Facebook group. Now, I have three pages on Facebook, so you can find me at Find Your Bliss Now. So facebook.com/Find Your Bliss Now. You can find me at facebook.com, Rebecca, I think it's rebecca.davison.intuitivecoach. You can look up the Intuitive Life Academy Facebook group and ask to be added to the group. If you want to learn more about how to develop your own intuition and live an extraordinary life and become supernatural, then you can go to rebeccadavison.life and click on consult. I always offer a free 30-minute consultation for people who are ready to kind of step into activating their spiritual power and doing what it takes to learn the skill set to move from matter into energy and to be extraordinary. I'm really excited about that show that I'm going to share. You know, like this year, that time thing again, has been extraordinary for me. You know, I've been to Los Angeles twice. I'm doing coaching work for Christy Marie Sheldon, who is my mentor, who's one of the biggest selling authors for Mind Valley, which is the biggest personal development company in the world. It was years ago now. I saw Vishen Lakhiani at one of Christy's events in San Diego, and at that point in time, the company was worth $150 million, and I have been following Vishen since he had 200 likes on Facebook, so to see their growth has been extraordinary, and also confirmation of what is possible when you put information in people's hands, right? People are craving to step out of the old education model. They're craving to be able to have self-knowledge, right? And that's what I teach people, because a lot of people out there you know, they'll teach you something or they'll tell you something. I help people to really embody it and own it for themselves. And let me tell you, that is way harder, right? It is way harder to ask somebody to step into their own power proposition. You know, it's way easier just to tell somebody something, but it's way harder to hold space for people to step into their power. Because guess what comes up when people go to step into their power? All your resistance, all your fears, all your doubts. However, I feel truly blessed and it's a privilege to serve people in this way, because once you cross that threshold, your life will never be the same, right? You are stepping into being extraordinary, like literally being supernatural, right? I have experiences in my life that would blow most regular people's rational minds, right? Circumstances where I can think about money and it will show up. Circumstances where I know when somebody's emailing me or about to call me on the telephone. Like with my own mother, I've literally picked up the phone and it hasn't even had a dial tone. It hasn't even rung and she has been at the end of the line. And you know, you might think that's kind of common maybe with somebody that you're close to, right? But that kind of thing, I know, right? Because I've developed my intuition to a level where I know a lot of stuff, right? I can use my intuition to create what it is that I want. I've traveled, like I said, twice to Los Angeles. I've been to Bali this year and had an amazing retreat. I've been to Sydney and went to Tony Robbins, and I'm going back again in January. And I have been able to create all of that through following and trusting and listening to my intuition and to my higher self, and to having faith that that energy is benevolent and it is serving me and it wants to help me, right? And it's always worked out. You know, I've always had the money to be able to do it, to be able to say yes. One of the big keys there too, folks, right, is say yes and then have the money show up, right? But again, that is act of faith. If you don't have that skill set, what would it take to be able to learn it? Come check out the Intuitive Life Academy. Really excited. Next week in Christchurch, we're actually going to have a Christmas catch-up, which is awesome because I have done a lot of traveling this year, so it will be really great to see people in person. And of course, to realize that you are never alone, because there are people just like you who are wanting to develop their intuition, to be self-aware, to realize that you are powerful, that you are love, that you are beautiful, and you can create what it is that you really want in your world. So as always, folks, it is always a privilege and an honor to connect with you. I love that you're choosing more for your life. I love that you're choosing to go within and do what it takes to really create an extraordinary life. I'm sending you all many, many blessings. Next week, we are going to talk about how to manage Christmas, right? Because Christmas can bring up a lot of conflict. I even heard it on the radio this morning coming in about the presenter was talking about having Christmas bust-ups, right? Like how Christmas can bring up a lot of heightened emotion. There can be a lot of kind of pressure and expectations. So I'm going to be talking about how to navigate through Christmas and do it in a way that we're actually doing a Christmas bliss challenge in the Intuitive Life Academy, which is just me going on a Facebook Live pretty much every day to share a little tip that you can use, like a little energy tip to get you through so you can keep calm and create that spaciousness around yourself. So if you're feeling stressed, right, that could be a really helpful set of tools that you can add. And it's going to be really simple, right? Like something that you can do in a matter of minutes. So really, really bite-sized little pieces, right, to be able to integrate. So if you want to be part of that, come find the Intuitive Life Academy on Facebook, ask to join the group, and we'll make sure that you're part of that as well. So I'm sending you guys many, many blessings. I hope you have an amazing day, and I'll look forward to connecting with you soon. Bye for now.